Here now the news. I'm Leslie Jenerick. In Britain and Europe, farmers and truckers are banding together to paralyze roadway systems in major cities as a protest over high gas prices. German trucker Hans-Dietrich von Stumpf explained how the strategy will lead to less expensive fuel.
It has been said that this is extortion, but no, it is not that. It is simple economics. The time under the principle of supply and demand. We supply an urgent and emergency and then make our demands.
German trucker Hans-Dietrich von Stumpf. Although they were invited to join the economic protest, American farmers and truckers declined because they are still waiting for their tires to be replaced. After the release of a long-awaited government report showing how Hollywood studios market violent and sexual films to audiences too young to attend them, motion picture executives resolved to adopt better behavior in the future. Tyler Flinty is vice president for marketing at Borderline Entertainment.
This very fall, during children's Saturday morning cartoons, we at Borderline Entertainment will only promote our upcoming animated feature, The Tale of Fuzzy Bunny at the Wood. Under no circumstances will we attempt to lead children to our upcoming R-rated blockbuster, Chainsaw Bunny and the Warren of Doom, a provocative story of greed, lust, betrayal, orgiastic abandon, and homicidal impulse. The first major motion picture ever made with absolutely no wardrobe budget at all. I have free tickets for any reporters who would like some. All of you?
Tyler Flinty of Borderline Entertainment. Scientist and explorer Robert Ballard, who discovered the wreck of the Titanic, has now found signs of ancient human habitation submerged 12 miles off the coast of the Black Sea. The site may well be all that remains of a little-known culture suddenly forced to flee by rising water and may be tied to biblical and other ancient stories of a mammoth flood. Expedition member Dr. Brenda Cartwright, chair of the Antiquities Department at Indiana Jones University, said the flood was likely caused by melting glaciers.
The extra water in the Mediterranean overflowed into what we now know as the Black Sea, and this find makes Dr. Ballard the world's leading discoverer of things that were ruined in one way or another by icebergs. Whether they flooded it, fell on it, or just got in the way, it's all he does, and he does it well.
There's another fairy tale in the news, Forrest Grimm reports.
A local prince is in police custody after he walked uninvited into the castle of a neighboring kingdom and kissed a sleeping princess. Police say the prince made it past a number of soldiers and subjects and even the royal couple to get to the chamber where the princess lay sleeping. Constable in charge, Trudy Buxom Wench.
The suspect has not been able to explain his presence in the castle. He says he kissed the sleeping princess because she was so beautiful. I find it hard to believe that in this day and age, anyone can think they're entitled to a kiss because they happen to believe something or someone is beautiful.
The prince's attorney, Sir Reginald Fawning Toady, promises a spirited defense.
Oh, there's ample evidence that the princess, the royal court, the servants, and all the animals have been sleeping in that place for 100 years. No work was done, no leadership, nothing. And a score of other young princes were impaled on the thorny hedge outside. My client did everyone a great service for marching into this place and demanding that someone wake up. That he did it with a kiss is not important. It was about time.
The princess believes her long sleep was brought on through a spell cast at her birth by a disgruntled sorceress who was not invited to the baby shower. Sir Fawning Toady says his client is considering legal action against everyone involved, including the family of the princess, for seriously bungling the guest list and place settings. Forrest Grimm, Thorny Hedge, England.
And that's the news. I'm Leslie Jenerick.